this thing off. Good afternoon, Josephine County Board of Commissioners. This is Tuesday, March 20, 2018, 2 p.m. for legal counsel update. We're in the Board of County Commissioner Conference Room. Today, present at the table, we have Commissioner Hare, Commissioner Morgan, and Commissioner DeYoung. And then we are going to go to item number one is codification project update. We have four people at the table. Please state your name and who you represent for the record.
Wally Hicks, legal counsel.
Pat Ellison, legal counsel's office.
Gus Sogu, assistant legal counsel.
Leo Harper, assistant legal counsel.
Thank you very much. So we'll now move into item number one, codification project update. Who wants to start the ball?
We've got the ball sort of gradually rolling again on that process. There are still a number of questions that we are supposed to answer for code publishing. And Pat's been working on getting that done. And so we'll continue to plug away and we'll make sure it happens.
Any questions? Commissioner Hare?
I just want to make sure that if there is something that we can do, like prioritization, I mean, all these legal stuff or whatever else we have to do, but just that the board is conscious that if we add something, codification could take, it can't do that. It has to get on the schedule of getting done this year. My opinion is I don't care if anything else happens at some point, because that it's inhibiting. We have other things that are waiting on. Once we get that done, then we can do. So it's I appreciate the workload. I know that I've seen Pat in here, and Leah, you were here in this weekend, and I get it. But we want to be helpful in it, not adding more things if necessary. So whatever we can do.
Okay. Commissioner Morgan, do you have anything? Neither do I. So we are waiting then for publishing parameters, is that?
They're waiting for us to return some answers to questions.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yep. We didn't expect this round of questions when we turned in the last set of answers, which came on the heels of the prior set of answers. But I think we're in the home stretch.
You getting close? Okay. Good deal. Okay. Item number two is draft ordinance for transient lodging tax. I think I'd like to table that for right now, if that's okay with the board.
Yes.
So until further date, we won't put a date on that. But
I think we had some questions about it that we want to address before we actually go through with requesting a draft ordinance, which we should. I think you've decided that your interpretation of the charter requires us to refer this issue to a ballot.
Yes.
So with that interpretation, which I'm sure it's valid, then we need to step back from there and say, okay, so what do we want to do that? How are we going to do that? Who is going to be impacted? How, why, positively, negatively? Iron out a strategy for addressing this and then roll out a potential draft ordinance campaign around that to say, here's why we want to do it and who's going to be benefiting and who, you know, everybody else in the state has a transient lodging tax. There's a lot of other counties that do. We're supposed to hitch our wagon to a tourism star. Well, it costs money to actually promote the tourism element here and do some things. So it's part of the discussion we had this morning. It just needs to be strategically laid out so that it's not piecemeal and people see one piece and don't see the big picture. So that's all that I suggest.
Mike MacArthur from AOC will be here tomorrow sometime. Is this something that AOC would be helpful with? Or not really?
I don't think so. We can deal with it, lay out a strategy. There might be pieces, but I just need to sit down with probably Parks and Finance and some others and just lay out a strategy, and then we can come back to the board and say, here's how it all works together.
Commissioner Morgan, are you okay with tabling this?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Item number three in legal counsel update is board order number 2017-053 in the matter of establishing policy for the community development planning department regarding the processing comprehensive plan map amendment dated 11-21-17.
So I wanted to bring this order before the board. It appears that we have Ross Day, who's representing a client who wants to submit a PAPA application. And he has informed me that the planning department has not scheduled a pre-application conference for his application. And in looking at this board order, I wanted to bring it before the board and inform them that, in my legal opinion, it presents a blatant due process issue. Mm-hmm. And it opens up the...
Okay, let's listen up. Quite that far, but we do want to revisit the topic, right?
Yes.
Well, I think that there's merit to do that. I mean, we had a goal in mind when we put this forward that we wouldn't, I mean, and I'll be perfectly honest, I don't like the idea of giving, we needed to give planning direction that the board wouldn't be receptive to this. There wasn't a specific application in mind, there wasn't anything. It was just that, you know, short of drafting an ordinance and putting it in code, I'm not going to create what I see as a non-conforming use. It doesn't seem like the right thing to do, adding challenge to challenge. And so,
right. The issue is just the process. That's all. It would probably be prudent for the board to revisit this as soon as practically possible, in order to.
Orders are easily changed. If there's a recommendation for a more thorough process to put in something that is gone through, the appropriate hearings and vetting, all that, I think we'd be receptive to that. I don't know that our intent has changed, but...
Yeah, my recommendation is to rescind this particular order for the time being.
Well, let's lay out a strategy of what we're planning on replacing it with and how we're going to get there, and then I think the board would probably be receptive to making something that's prudent. We don't want to put ourselves out in a position where we have something, or an order is easily changed. We can change it today. We can change it tomorrow.
As it stands right now, if somebody comes in and applies, what happens? Or does the application move forward, or is everything stopped because we're kind of in limbo here on everything we're dealing with? Explain that.
The application process doesn't move forward at all. Individuals who come for a pre-application conference are told that they cannot, that a application won't be considered. And so...
Is that what Councillor Day is challenging?
Yes.
Okay.
It's really him who's calling it a due process issue. Uh-huh. So we've, I think, gleaned some feedback from the board.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
If that makes sense, we want to do the right thing. We had a goal. We put a tool in the tool chest in place to facilitate that in our minds. It may not have been the right time, process, whatever. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Commissioner Morgan, you have questions on that at all?
Plenty, but I'll save them for when it's brought back with solution recommendations.
Okay. Okay, so 3-1. Okay, moving along. Today is Tuesday, March 20th, 2018 at 2:08 p.m. Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session to review the agenda items 4A through 4D. 4A is a lease of county real property at 900 Hitching Post Road, ORS 192.6602E. Item 4B is Randy S. Cossens et al. Versus Josephine County, LUBA case number 2017-122-ORS-192.6602H, federal declaratory judgment. Item 4C is confidential memo regarding status of federal court cases ORS-192.6602F and H, AFRC et al. Versus BLM, District CT case number 1:16-CV-015999. C is Association of ONC Counties versus Ned and Zinke, case number 116-CV-01602. AFRC versus USA and Soda Mountain Wilderness Council, case number 117-CV-00441. AOCC versus Trump et al., 117-CV-00280. And finally, Swanson Group Manufacturing LLC versus Zinke and Purdue, 115-CV-01419. And D is draft RFP for Public Health Services, ORS 192.6602 2F. With that, we will go into executive session, and no decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, the board will return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:10 p.m. Yes, Commissioner Morgan.
Oh, that's fine. I just had clarification of staffing present.
With that, we are back in session at 3:50 p.m. Legal counsel update continued, and right now we've got 5 matters from commissioners. Anything?
Well, let's revisit the executive session calendar and take appropriate further action if necessary on any of those items. Commissioner Morgan?
So regarding the lease of county property at 900 Hitching Post Road, for legal to move forward on lease arrangements.
Yes.
Item B, the costs regarding Luba case that we are requesting legal file the appeal and the federal declaratory judgment.
I agree with those. I think that's great. And then we're going to hear the RFP.
The RFP will be brought back.
Yes.
An admin.
Yes.
And then C was just an update, really, on.
Yeah. No action. No, just an update. No further action at this time, but to continue monitoring and moving forward.
And then D is going to come forward again. Correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
To an admin, and then it'll be, of course, fully public.
Sounds good. Item 5, matter from commissioners.
I just mentioned that driveway thing this morning. I don't know which way we could do that. So it would be both Commissioner DeYoung and myself have liaisons that have jurisdiction over driveways or properties being able to be developed on a shared driveway, shared easement component. Currently in our RLDC, they're not allowed to do that. I don't want this thing to just fester for time. We have a housing crisis, and here is a measurable step that could move forward with, I would say that there's probably 100 properties out there that could be developed,
split,
that sort of thing. And I don't know the best avenue. We're going to be proposing moving forward with potentially an order from the board to do some land use stuff. You know, we talked about that. I'd like us to potentially move forward with an order as well that initiates the planning department to start a process of an RLDC change to allow for shared easement, development of property that doesn't have direct access to utilize a shared easement to develop.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think we spent quite a bit of time last year on driveways.
Yes.
Well, you know, people having to appeal driveways to the... And I think we...
Well, we had this one, you know, having a shared easement, but there's properties out there that qualify for either a lot line adjustment or a rezone, you know, they're 10 acres or whatever. They can get another piece of property, they can get another house put on there, but they want to share the driveway in order to get access to the thoroughfare. Our RLDC right now requires them to have their own access to it.
Oh.
To the thoroughfare. And I don't want that.
It doesn't make any sense to me for a practical.
Now, if you're doing a planned unit development of 5 lots, no. You can't all be utilizing. They need to have access. But not all 5 of them need to have their own point of access. You know, I would like to see some sort of happy medium.
Yeah, so we would need to do that, right. There's a doctrine of extinguishment. Meaning that if 2 parcels are under common ownership, then the easement is basically considered extinguished. I'm not saying this can't be done. This is one of the considerations that we need to. So you got, you know, well, you picture what I'm saying.
Man. I do.
Partition
I do.
Under the
yep.
same. So, okay. We'll
Maybe
work
the
it.
Next step is for us to sit down with Julie's office and Rob's office and hash it out. I'm sure it's done somewhere else. We don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Sure it is.
And but I can think of probably 4 people that have come to me since I've been in office who want to develop, like they're getting to a point where they need money. They want to sell off the back half of their property or whatever. But they can't do that and it's legally conforming because they'd have to share an easement in order to get access.
Okay.
And we wouldn't want to do that.
We wouldn't want to set up a situation of, I'm just thinking it through.
You don't want a landlocked piece of property because
we can't.
No.
As we now know.
I agree with that.
Beyond that, the real nightmare scenario is, so you have the original owner next to the road, partitions, sell it to somebody else, original owner leaves, new owner comes in and says, that easement was extinguished. You are out of luck. And we, the county, are like, uh-oh. And so,
yeah, you have to have a perpetual easement of some sort. And we have that with our forestry tracts. They're landlocked. But we have perpetual access.
Yeah, we do.
So
yeah, reciprocal right-of-way agreements.
Yep. There's
that may be the answer right there, some kind of reciprocal right-of-way agreement. Okay, okay.
There's an answer.
We'll chase that down.
I think we need to do that. I'd say there's at least 100 opportunities out there in the community where people can do this tomorrow. Do a lot line adjustment or something like that.
And there's a lot of people who want to move their family in, like the gentleman that wanted to carve off 5 and put his mother and father-in-law back there on that 5. And nope, got to have its own driveway. And we went through that one this last year.
Okay, good.
That was something that came up this morning.
Then we had our public work and planning designing his driveway for him.
That's all I had.
Okay. Commissioner Morgan, do you have anything that you wish to talk about?
I'm going to be asking legal to bring some things back next week that are impacting us. And I'm just kind of sending out a response to the public health process that we're being challenged on. That's coming before us tomorrow, to give you a heads up. So it appears Ms. Caffinelli was who initiated this statement. So
okay, with that, seeing nothing further,
I don't know how it will impact you guys. Is the contract went through you guys, that's being brought to us for public health tomorrow. What they're challenging is that even though it's called reproductive health, that this now means the county will be offering abortions in public health. And I do not see that in the language of our contract. They're saying it's hidden.
Which one is it?
Tomorrow there's item 3C, which is the approval of medical service agreement for Oregon Health Authority for Public Health to be enrolled as a provider with Center for Prevention and Health Promotion. Pages 28 through 32 in our packet. It has been spread all over Southern Oregon that this means that we're now going to be providing abortions in our public health department, of which is not true.
Well. It worked once this week. It's time to go again.
Whatever. Skip.
Okay. This thing is weird. It's not like any cold I've ever had.
Yeah. Center for Health.
It sounds pretty.
It's weird. Depth. It's in my chest.
No, Leah must have been that one.
Sounds like emphysema.
Anything else?
Nothing from
you. Got anything else? Nothing from you two? We are adjourned at 3:58.
Okay.